Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody, and you're listening to episode number 41 with Alice BK, Supercharged Manifesting Powers. So I am so excited to launch the next season of Witchy Wellness Radio, and I thought, what better way to kick off this beautiful year, this decade of 2020, than to talk with a lovely law of attraction expert, just like Alice or BK. And she not only delighted us with so many powerful and wisdom-packed information, she also is giving away a Manifesting Love meditation for free. So make sure to click on the show notes below, and time to start manifesting some love. What better time to have her on, especially right before Valentine's Day? And this episode, I share some of my own personal stories about using law of attraction in my day-to-day life, but also how I used it to manifest my partner and love into my life. So a little bit more on today's actual episode, we talk about how Alice got into law of attraction work, or LOA, and now has her own coaching business, which is called Manifesting Squad, why LOA always works, what manifestation and energy blocks are, why your subconscious or limiting beliefs might actually bring you what you don't want, desperation versus high vibe, my own, Lauren's, love manifestation story, how to remove and also become aware of your energy blocks, what would it take, or who do I need to become to manifest my ideal self or new reality, how to learn to ask better questions to get better answers. Are you keeping the power in your own hands, or are you outsourcing your love or your worth? How to discover and remove your subconscious blocks, and so much more. So please enjoy today's episode number 41, Supercharge Your Manifesting Powers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren, and today we get to talk with Alice BK. She's a coach, channel, and manifesting expert. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I am really excited. Today we're going to cover a lot, I'm sure, but we're going to be focusing on how to manifest love and supercharge manifesting powers, which is such a fun topic. I use manifestation and law of attraction every day, and it's how I help coach people as well. But I would love to start kind of hearing your backstory and how you got into this world and doing the work that you do today.
Yes, sure. So a couple of years ago, I discovered The Secret, as so many others probably, and I have always been very spiritual, reading books about different spiritual topics. But my life was not where I wanted it to be. Although I practiced being positive, affirmations, meditation, and things like that, it wasn't working for me. And I was wondering why. Why am I at this place of my life where everything is really, really not good? So I was trapped in a job that I really didn't like to go to in the mornings. I just wanted to stay in bed, watch Netflix. I was so demotivated and was feeling not well at all. And then on top of that, I was also in an abusive relationship, which was horrible in itself. And I was wondering, why am I here? Where did I go wrong that I manifested actually these things into my life? Because the law of attraction always works, But for me, it worked in a really wrong direction. So there was something that I did that I manifested, this job that I really didn't like, this abusive relationship. And the more I learned and read about, I came across energy healing and limiting beliefs and all these things that are in our subconscious mind. And I learned that limiting beliefs actually act as manifestation blocks that are literally in our energy field and that keep away what we really want to have and attract what we do not want to have. So I had to believe about myself that I'm not smart enough to have a better job, that I am not good enough and pretty enough to find another man, that I needed a man, a strong man who rescues me. And I ended up in this Cinderella horror story because I thought, oh, I need a Prince Charming who is so strong and he'll do things for me and he'll rescue me. And I had all these stories, underlying stories of not being enough. And that was the reason why I attracted these things into my life that I really didn't want to have. And once I discovered that, I was able to work on them. I was able to remove these blocks by working with the energy, with the source energy, with the universe or God, whatever you may call it. I started to work with this energy and was able to heal and remove my manifestation blocks, these limiting beliefs. I got rid of them and my life started to change. I got out of this abusive relationship. I got out of the job that I really didn't like. And I manifested things that I really wanted to have. For example, doing this work, working with people, having better friends, loving myself more. A lot of it also comes back to self-love. I really didn't love myself back then. And once I started to work on the root causes, which was for me, I am not enough to have an amazing life, and shifting to loving myself more, removing the blocks, I was able to change my life.
That is quite a beautiful story. And I think for me, I've actually had similar story as yours, where if those things didn't happen, or if I didn't kind of have an awakening moment of like, I really do not like where I'm at, my life wouldn't be where it is right now. So I think for me, I realized, yes, I have to hold myself responsible in an energy block way of manifesting a life that I didn't like. But at the same time, that was a blessing for me to realize, okay, well, what do I want? And I think a lot of people, especially when I started doing this manifestation and law of attraction work, I wonder, maybe you can speak more to this, is that I knew what I didn't want, but trying to like pinpoint what I did want was really hard.
Yes. So I am also grateful that I went through this experience because I learned how to let go, how to let go of resistance, of fear and of doubt, and have to have faith in the universe, in source energy, and choosing letting go and peace over suffering, really. And this is really such an important topic, that you have to be happy and drop the resistance of the things that you don't want to have in your life. Because when you are really attaching yourself to it, are fearful, are desperate, then you have so low vibrations if you send out so low vibrations, and you will attract only these low vibrations back into your life of fear, desperation, and all the things that we really do not want to have. And it's so important to let go, ease into it, drop the resistance, attract more love, joy, happiness, because only when we are on a high vibrational energy will be able to attract high vibrational energy back into our lives. You can attract more love, joy, happiness by sending out these emotions, by sending out this vibration out into the universe and showing up for yourself, showing up to being your higher self and sending the right messages to the universe. Because the universe, when you send out the right vibration, the right energy, the universe will meet you halfway. So you need to put in some work yourself and meet the universe halfway. And as I said, it's for me, it was important to go through this difficult phase of my life, because otherwise I wouldn't do what I do today. I would not have the experience that I have. I wouldn't have been able to break through and have a moment of awakening.
Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, it's not when you're going through that, it's harder to shift into that emotion of feeling grateful for it. But you know that you've actually healed when you can think about your circumstances, whether it was in the past or in the present, and not be dragged back down emotionally. Could you talk a little bit, for me, when I do a lot of law of attraction work, a lot of people think of manifesting a partner or money or, you know, these physical three-dimensional things. But really, what you really want are the emotions related to all that stuff. Could you talk about how the emotions are so important and tied to manifesting?
Yes, sure. So the emotions are actually the currency that you are, and the communication channel with the universe. Because if you do not have the right emotions of the things that you want to attract, you will not be able to attract what you desire. You will just attract more of what you have been attracting in your life. So look back and think about, reflect, what emotions did you live in? What was your emotional home? Do you live in fear, in doubt, in desperation? All these low energy emotions. How often do you live in this? What is your emotional home? Where do you tend to go back to? So I tended to go back into desperation and fear and doubting myself. And that was really my emotional home. That was where I was the most time. I was desperate. I remembered how I would go to bed in the evenings and was just desperate for change, desperate for a better life, desperate to getting out of the abusive relationship, desperate for a better job. I was really living in desperation. And that's your emotional home, when you'll just attract more of desperation and things like that. But if you want to really manifest more love into your life, more abundance into your life, then you need to live more love and more abundance. So if you want to attract a partner that really loves you and is a good person and you have a good relationship with him, then you first need to work on the relationship with yourself. Because if you do not love yourself enough, you will not send out the right vibe, the right frequency. You need to create the emotion of love within you first in order to attract love in the three-dimensional world. What you have in your inside, your inner world, will reflect into the outer world. And there's where the emotions come into play. You need to love yourself. You need to create the emotion of love, of self-love, of happiness in order to attract an amazing man into your life. Just imagine when you're desperate, as I was, if you're desperate, that's so unattractive. That's such a wrong emotion. Which man is attracted to a woman who's desperate, really? Everyone is attracted to someone who stands for themselves, loves themselves, and where they see just the beautiful inside will reflect itself into the outside. And it's same when it comes to abundance and money. You need to create the emotion of abundance in the present moment. So a very good way to do that is, for example, going out into the nature and observing the abundance in the nature, because nature is so abundant. There's only, if you just look at flowers, I love to walk around in summer and look at flowers, or to walk in a forest and see the abundance of life and beauty, and that will create the feeling of abundance in the present moment, which is so important. You can also do that with other practices, such as maybe you never buy something that you really like to eat, for example, some fruit or some chocolate, special chocolate, and you never do that. And I invite everyone to pick an area of their life where they feel poor, or which makes them feel poor. I used to pass by fruits that I liked because I thought, oh, they're so expensive, I cannot buy them right now. And that made me feel very poor, although this few dollars wouldn't have really influenced my budget. But it was just a pattern, a thought pattern that I had. And once I started to think about which areas of my life do make me feel very poor and how can I upgrade them so I feel the abundance, so I started to buy the exotic fruits that I like to have. I bought them once in a while. You don't have to buy them every day, but it's important to create the feeling of abundance in the present moment with little acts like that, and starting off somewhere that makes you feel really poor, or makes you feel not loved. So emotions are so important. They are really the basis for attracting the life that you desire, and positive, sending out positive emotions in the present moment, not waiting until what you desire manifests itself in 3D reality. And then I will be happy. When I have the better job, I will be happy. When I have more money, I will be happy. When I have the man, I will be happy. No, it doesn't work that way. You first have to create the emotions that you want to attract, and only then will you be able to attract your desires.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, and such a pivotal part of law of attraction and manifestation is independent upon what's going on externally, whether you're, like you said, still stuck in the relationship you don't like, or the job, or whatever around you and your surroundings that you don't want, you need to still come at it with a different emotion in the present moment. And the more that you can do that, the more you kind of generate this wheel. I think of it as like this, almost like a hamster wheel of like might be hard at first and it's really heavy, but you still are focused on what emotions you want to be living at as your emotional home, as you said. And I know both of us are very familiar with law of attraction and manifestation. I think we covered it, but could you, for someone who has never really understood what law of attraction and the power of manifesting actually is, could you kind of break it down very simple? So if somebody is like, this sounds really interesting, but how does this work? And just a very nice summary of it all.
Yes, so the law of attraction is about attracting your desires into the world in your 3D reality. So you start off with an idea that you have. So everything that we manifest or that was invented was once thought. So the very first step of law of attraction is really having a thought. So, for example, if you want to attract an amazing partner, you need to start thinking about who is actually your dream partner, what qualities does he have. So you need to think about it and get very clear, what do I want? What do I want in physical appearance? What values should he have? What characteristics should he have? Should he be generous? Should he be good with kids? About what age should he be? All these things we want to have, we really need to get crystal clear about them. Because if you do not know what you really want to have, if you're on a journey and you don't know where you want to go, you'll end up just anywhere, but not where you really want it to be. So you have to think about it. What is it that I really, really desire? What is it that I really want? And write that down. Make a list. Be specific. Because the more specific you are, the easier it will be for you to attract. And then the next step is to feel positive emotions. So stop thinking all good men are gone, it's so hard to find love, I hate dating. And you need to get away from all these thoughts that create negative emotions, and you need to step into positive emotions and start to be a happy person, a loving person, to love yourself more. Do things that make you feel good, that make you feel love, that you enjoy, where you have fun. So change your life into positive emotions, positive experiences, instead of lingering around and talking to your girlfriends about how hard it is to find someone. You really need to stop that. You need to feel good in the present moment. And then you activate your manifesting powers. You start to supercharge your manifesting powers by being positive, by having fun in the present moment. And then invisible powers will start to move in your favor. Maybe then the next time you meet someone, you're so relaxed, you're so fun, you're so much more attractive. The universe will send you new opportunities, or you'll meet new people, because you'll send out a whole different vibe of energy and you'll attract a whole different vibe of energy. And this is so beautiful. You do not really have to do much. You just need to raise your vibration and feel happy in the present moment and let go of the outcome. So once you made your list, you started to raise your vibration, you need to forget about your goals. So you need to stop obsessing. So you should not do, okay, now I'm going to do this activity, it's going to make me happy, and then I'm going to do that activity, it's going to make me happy, and then I will be happy, and then I will manifest my dream man immediately. No, that doesn't work, because then you still obsess about it. You just do these things to manifest what you desire, but you have to relax into it. You need to stop thinking and obsessing about it. You just need to do the activities for the purpose of having fun and not for the purpose of manifesting. Because if you do it for the purpose of manifesting something, then it again sends out the wrong vibes. You'll send out, there will be some vibe of desperation and obsession mixed in it, which is really not good. We do not want to have that. So these are like very, very simple tips to do when you're a law of attraction beginner, just getting clear on what you want, raising your vibration, and letting go of your desire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it sounds very easy, and it is. But at the same time, it's very, very powerful if you commit to it. And I have to say, so I definitely manifested my partner. And I've applied those exact same tips as I would do things for myself. Well, I had to do a lot of self-love work, but also do things for myself that I would want my partner to do, to think of sweet things that, like I bought myself a chocolate subscription. Every month they would send me different chocolates in the mail. I would buy myself flowers and really soak myself up in those emotions. I wouldn't do too many external things, but I would either sit in meditation or driving to work in my car, in the bathtub. And anytime I had a spare second, I would just focus and cultivate some of those emotions. And I really let go of expectations. I had this strong knowing of, you know, my last relationship was very bad, very abusive emotionally. And I did the work. It woke me up. But I knew if I showed up for myself, that I will attract that high vibrational partner, because I was that high vibrational match. And I completely trusted in that. Well, one of the few things in my life where I really let go and I said, I don't even care if it happens in 1 year, 5 years, or, you know, when I'm 99 years old. I know that it's out there and it will come when it needs to come. And it did very quickly, actually, faster than I thought. But, you know, I had to go back to the work and realize that I was ready and I was a match for that. And I realized that through that experience, that if I was able in other areas of my life, where I might want to manifest other things, if I was able to really commit and trust and let go and can really clear those energy blocks as I did that, what am I standing in the way of? Because the universe, speaking of the trusting thing, the universe always wants what we want for ourselves, but usually it's a lot better than we could have ever imagined. And for me, that concept tied with law of attraction is very powerful, because, you know, we hear trust the universe, and I mean, I can feel that now, but when I started out doing this, it's like, okay, yeah, trust me, you know, trust the universe, but what does that really mean? And for me, the concept of the universe or God or source, whatever you want to call it, wants just as good as for you as you want, but usually better than you can ever imagine. And that is what trusting is allowing that to come to you. Because for me, energy blocks are, you know, you can feel the resistance, but all it is just not allowing. You're holding on to something and not allowing that manifestation or that emotion in. And I would love to have you talk a little bit about, you know, how to work through or clear certain energy blocks that you see with working with clients, or maybe give examples of yourself as well.
The very first step of removing manifestation blocks is discovering them. Because when we are not aware of them, we cannot work on them, right? So it's so important to discover what blocks you have. And you can do that by thinking what happened in your life over and over again. So do you end up with a man who always cheats on you? Or you end up with horrible bosses? So look at patterns that repeat themselves in your life, because there are hints that you have a manifestation block and the universe is showing you, girl, you need to work on them. There is something wrong in your energy field. You need to get rid of this block. That's why the same problems or same issues happen over and over again. This is actually a call from the universe showing you that there is something not going right. And when you review your life, when you think about it, you discover areas of your life where things like that happen. And you can also think about different areas, bigger areas of your life. So this can be, what do you believe about love? Do you believe that love ends in pain because you had so many breakups and you don't believe in it anymore? Or do you believe you're not worthy of love, or that it's hard to find the right person? Or if you look at work, what do you think about there? Do you think you do not have the right education? You're too young or you're too old? So look at the various areas of your life also and ask yourself, what do I believe about these areas? What are my beliefs really? And you need to discover these blocks by doing this kind of exercises. And once you have discovered that, then you can start to work on them, to start to work removing your manifestation blocks. And a method that I love to do is doing energy work, sitting in meditation, connecting to source energy, and letting the energy flow through your body and removing our blocks from your energy field. This is what I do with my clients. I literally tap into their energy field and remove their blocks. And you can do that by connecting to source energy, by letting source energy move through your body and remove these blocks. And then also ask the universe different questions, because if you ask different questions, you will get better answers. So instead of saying, oh, I don't know, how should I remove my blocks? How should I find a better partner? How should I manifest abundance in my life? Ask the universe, what would it take for me to love myself more? What would it take for me to be in a loving, committed relationship? What would it take for me to experience more abundance? What would it take for me to manifest more money into my life? Ask the universe what you really want to have, because by asking these questions, you open up your awareness and you open up your intuition for new answers to come in, new things to happen in your life. You show the universe by doing that you're open to receiving, that you're open for answers. that you're open for new opportunities, love, that you have faith and let go. And this is such a powerful exercise to do. Really, every day, it doesn't cost any extra time. Just do it in the mornings when you get ready, or when you walk, when you're on your way to work, or when you exercise, or when you eat. Just repeat it 20 times, 30 times. What would it take for me to be in a committed, loving relationship? Just repeat it over and over again, because that will help to remove your manifestation blocks and open you up for new answers to come into your life.
I like that. I usually just do that when I journal, but I'm going to do that now. That sounds so beautiful and powerful. I know for me, writing that down, I love writing. That really helps me, is to ask those questions, and just whatever comes up, I write. And I know it's a very channeled message from, you know, my higher self or the universe, where, you know, it's coming at this manifestation at a higher vibrational level. And it's really important. And that's one of the key components of how law of attraction works, at least in my understanding, is law of attraction is you track the same vibrational match to you, but you can't get out of a situation or solve an issue or problem when you're still in that consciousness or that level of vibration. It takes a higher level of consciousness, a higher emotional state or vibration to solve or get out of it and shift out of it. And, you know, connecting to that higher part of yourself, your intuition, and it will always guide you. And it's a very feeling-based practice. And we all have it. No one's too special or disconnected to not have intuition. And for me, intuition and channeling, I think people don't realize a lot of times when we're inspired or writing or journaling, we're actually channeling things from our higher self or intuition or source energy. Is really powerful for, okay, where do I go next? And it's exactly what you're saying in that exercise of asking yourself, repeating, you know, how can I do this next? What does it take? What does it take? And that keeps you focused on that emotional state of being. And I think that's so beautiful. And another practice I just want to say really fast is when I'm stuck in like a not good place, like a lower vibrational state, in a way that I want to get out of it and get back up, is I will do like gratitude pages. And it's just a free form writing, you know, everything that I'm grateful for. And it can be something as silly as, you know, my coffee that I'm drinking, and just really feel like really being in that present moment and just describing exactly what I'm doing and feeling and tasting can really help me refocus into a higher vibrational state. Because this whole episode, if you guys were listening, Alice was saying, in the present moment, your emotional state in the present moment, and shifting out of the past of, oh, I should have done that, and shifting out of the future is, you know, you spoke of, when this happens, then I'll be happy. There's only present moment, and that is key in all of this, is shifting your emotional state in the present moment to where a higher vibrational state of where you want to be. And I just had to have that little tangent, because that was key for me when shifting my energy blocks and when I started manifesting and really applying this law of attraction. But I wanted to kind of circle back to our original topic of manifesting love into our lives and supercharging that power. This is going to air a little bit before Valentine's Day, and in the US, at least, it's a very big holiday with love. And I just wanted to kind of talk with you a little bit about You know, what are some things if you are looking for a partner? We touched on it, but could you maybe dive into maybe practices or different emotional states or tips or clearing energy blocks around supercharging your manifesting powers around love?
Yes, sure. So as I mentioned, it starts with self-love. You need to start to love yourself. And I also love gratitude practices, which I do with my clients a lot, because that raises your vibration and it's like such an amazing basis to do groundwork to do. So you want to start when you're looking for love and you cannot manifest the right partner, then very often it comes back to self-love. So do little practices. Ask the universe, what would it take for me to love myself more? I prefer the questions over just affirmations that you would say in the mirror, such as I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, and you do not really believe it or it doesn't feel real, it won't get you very far. So it's way better to ask the universe, what would it take for me to love myself more, and receive a different answer than just doing affirmations. For me, it was I needed to be happy with my body. I'm not a girl who had the slimmest waist, and I always had a love-hate relationship with my tummy, and I received the answer that I need to love my belly area more, because that will give me or generate more self-love. So I started saying, I love you, tummy. I love you so much. Thank you for giving space to my organs. Thank you for being there for me. And doing these small, funny exercises will raise your vibration, and it will teach you how to love yourself more, and you will become more happy when you do that. And loving yourself is just so beautiful, because the relationship that we have with ourselves is the longest relationship we will ever have. So if we do not take care of ourselves, if we do not love ourselves, how do we expect that people will do it? Or why do we outsource that love to other people? That's something that I did. I outsourced it. I wanted other people to love me because I didn't love myself enough. But it's so important to have that power in your own, and to keep that power in your own hands, and not giving it up to other people, because you're way too precious to do that. And after you practice self-love, start to think, what are your beliefs about love? What has gone wrong in your life? What did you get imprinted as children? Because a lot of our manifestation blocks also come from when we are kids. We observe our parents, and maybe they fought a lot, or your dad wasn't there. Maybe you got imprinted that love ends in pain because your parents got divorced, and this is such a deep ingrained subconscious belief that you are not aware of. And really try to think about what beliefs did you get imprinted as children? Because when we are young, our subconscious mind is very open to receiving messages without a conscious say, because we are too young to make a decision, to evaluate ideas that we have, and we observe the world, and our subconscious mind just makes a conclusion, and that's so ingrained in you when you grow up. And sometimes it even gets imprinted over generations. So your grandma had the belief that all men are not good, and then that got ingrained in your mom, and then it ingrained from your mom to you. So this is also a generational thing that we need to look out for. But the good news is that we can discover these blocks, that we can work on them, we can remove them, and it's just super important to find out what your blocks are, because once you know them, you can start to work on them, you can start to remove them, work with source energy, and just love yourself more every day.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I just read a scientific article about epigenetics, which is the study of from generation to generation how you can actually change your genes and pass that on. It's like evolution within one generation, and mm-hmm. essentially positive and negative. And it was saying that they've actually tracked emotionally. So these traumas or blocks that we're talking about, they just released a study up to 14 generations. They can track that now mm-hmm. scientifically, not energetically. Like I'll have to link it in the show notes. It was just amazing, which is stuff that I know you and I both believe, and you can really feel it once you start doing this work. But it's so amazing for us to be living in this time where things like that in the scientific community are coming out as fact. And law of attraction and tying to the quantum reality, the quantum science behind all of this is starting to up and come and be more popular as well. And I just had to add one more thing in for the love, which I had to do with myself. And I think it's very common in a lot of people's lives in terms of relationship, is we look at a wounded place when we attract somebody we don't want. We look for somebody that has characteristics that we don't think that we have already in ourselves. So I was looking for someone who was successful, who had their own business, who was charismatic, had a nice house, and a fancy neighborhood, all of these things that I thought I was not capable of. And after I started doing the work, I realized, wow, that's a huge energy block. I'm looking for a partner to complete me. Just as you said in the beginning, someone on a prince on a horse coming to save you. Mm-hmm. And I really had to become what I wanted in a partner, because doing the work and practicing law of attraction, I realized that, you know, a partnership is two whole people coming together, and it's a choice. It's not, someone who completes me, even though I do feel like they push me to be my better self, but also love me fully for who I am right now. But coming from a whole grounded place in who I am, and the same for your partner that you want to attract into your life. And what I did is I had to ask those questions and practice those principles we talked about of how do I become or already be what I was trying to look for outside of myself, because I already was those things. There was a block around actually physically manifesting those things in myself. And I think that's just very common. And a lot of people mix with like what you shared with desperation of trying to find the perfect person, you can really feel an energy shift of I am whole and I will attract someone who is just as whole, and we will, you know, grow that wholeness together through our relationship, versus desperately looking for somebody either to fix or fix you or vice versa. It's just the energy shift in those two states of being was just game changing for me. And I just had to share a little bit more about my story. Hopefully that will help everybody as well. because it's you know, we all share our stories, and it's all a universal experience. And just because we're all living different lives, or seemingly different lives, we're all really connected as one. And I love using the power of stories and examples, because we see each other and other people too. And we could heal and, you know, self-reflect and course correct from that. And with that being said, I wanted to thank you so much, Alice, for coming on. I had such a fun time talking about all of this. This is like my jam. I love it. And I just wanted to ask you, is there anything else you wanted to wrap up or cover before we end the show today?
I think we covered a lot of valuable topics, and I hope everybody could get one or two tips that they can implement at home by themselves.
Oh yes, I'm sure there was a lot more than one or two tips. And we'll link everything in the show notes for people how to contact you and get a hold of you. But could you kind of let us know how you work with clients, maybe how to get a hold of you if someone's might be interested in learning more?
Yes, sure. So everyone can book a free call with me. Just visit my website and you can schedule a free session with me where we will find out what's holding you back and what you really desire. And if you want to have more tips, you can join my Facebook group where I share videos and tips and tricks on how to discover blocks, how to remove blocks, and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all of the good stuff. And I think for me, when you get into this work and, you know, wanting to manifest a better life, whether it's in person or online, it's very important to surround yourself with like-minded people. Not only like-minded, but like vibrationally. And some, you know, a place like that Facebook group or connecting with people through that group is really powerful to keep you on track and keeping you connected to that high vibe state in the present moment. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And lastly, thank you for coming on the show today and sharing your story and your beautiful wisdom and tips about manifestation and energy healing. I know I'm very grateful to have you here, and I know the listeners are going to love this episode because there are so many valuable nuggets throughout the whole episode. And I always like to ask you, how can us, the listeners, be of service for you, you know, out of gratitude for you coming on here today and spending your time with us?
I think it's beautiful if everyone just loves themselves more, because that will raise the consciousness of the earth and will create a better world for all of us.
Yes, it will. Because it's definitely, if you want to change the world, start with yourself. Change yourself first. That's what I have found, at least.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much again, Alice, for coming on the show today. I had a wonderful time.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.